In the Service of Dragons by Robert Stanek. From the ancient past, a dark power returns. The fourth wind blows across the mountaintops, they say, and the 12 clans emerge from myth and memory. As prophecy becomes reality, the factions struggle for control, only to further divide the lands. Some would say that King Andrew Aldair foolishly agreed to support the elves of the Reaches, sending men to aid their cause when the causes of all men in the lands were being put to the test of steel, and in the north, men backed their words with action. Against a backdrop of treachery and intrigue, the price of freedom is high. Many will pay with their lives, many will succumb. For when alliances shatter, old hatreds rise anew, and the plotting and scheming begin. And now it is time to enter the Service of Dragons. In the Service of Dragons, Book 1 begins. Chapter 1. Amir, son of Kiel, cast the orb at his feet and stepped into a spinning circle of light. They've arrived in the high desert. The field is set. The others will come now. I only pray that all will not be lost. You lose faith, the other replied without looking up. You must be patient. In the end, the paths will come together. It is so written. Can nothing change the course we have set upon? You could no sooner catch the moon or the wind. Once set in motion, it will not stop. For now, we must wait and watch. Our time will come soon enough.